Welcome back, Patriots, to the Daily DOHH Report. I'm Caleb.
And I'm Grace.
Your favorite conservative connoisseur of cutting government waste.
Here to sift through the facts and figures and make sure we're not just throwing the baby out with the bathwater.
That's right, Grace. We're back for another deep dive into the swamp. And folks, this time, we're armed with something more powerful than just common sense.
Ooh, I like the sound of that. What is it?
The DOGE, baby.
The DOGE. Okay, for our listeners just tuning in, what exactly is DOGE?
So DOGE, Grace, stands for the Department of Government Efficiency.
Okay, I've heard of this. It's a Trump thing, right?
It's President Trump's brainchild. And let me tell you,
yeah,
this is basically Elon Musk.
Oh, wow.
With a government mandate to find and eliminate waste, fraud, and abuse.
So kind of like a Roomba for the bureaucracy.
Exactly. Like a Roomba for the bureaucracy, but instead of dust bunnies, it's sucking up billions in taxpayer dollars.
Sounds promising. I have to admit, I was skeptical at first. I mean, government efficiency, that's kind of an oxymoron, isn't it?
It was, Grace. It was until Elon got involved.
Okay, I'm intrigued. Tell me more.
We're talking about $55 billion in savings in just the first month.
$55 billion with a B.
$55 billion with a B. That's enough to build a wall around Nancy Pelosi's Chardonnay collection and fund school choice for every kid in America.
Okay, you've got my attention. How did they achieve those savings? What did they cut?
Well, they started with the low-hanging fruit.
Like what?
Things like canceling leases on empty buildings.
Yeah.
Auditing those government credit cards that seem to have a magical ability to multiply.
Those are good places to start.
And, oh yeah, let's not forget that little pulse check email Elon sent out.
Oh yeah, the infamous email where he asked federal employees to list their accomplishments or basically resign.
You gotta love Elon's direct approach, you know?
He does not mess around.
No time for bureaucratic BS.
Nope.
Just cut to the chase.
I'm sure that went over well.
You wanna know something? Some of those responses we saw were pure gold.
Really? Like what?
One guy said he spent the week reorganizing his paperclip collection.
Oh my goodness.
Another said she was busy researching the optimal temperature for brewing kombucha.
Oh.
You can't make this stuff up, Grace. The Babylon Bee had a field day with it.
They must have. I mean, that's comedy gold.
It's brilliant.
I do have to ask, though, did this pulse check actually uncover any significant waste, or was it more of a publicity stunt?
Well, let's just say it certainly got people's attention.
I bet it did.
And maybe, just maybe, it made a few bureaucrats think twice before spending another afternoon watching cat videos on the taxpayer dime.
Oh, okay, so the pulse check was more of a motivational tactic.
You could say that.
But what about tangible results? You mentioned lease cancellations. What kind of impact are those having?
They're not just promising grace. They're downright impressive.
Okay, lay it on me.
DOGE has already canceled hundreds of leases on those vacant and underutilized buildings that have been bleeding taxpayer dollars for years.
Wow.
We're talking about increasing cancellations from about 257 to 440 pop.
That's a big jump.
Which means annual savings jumped from about $100 million to $171 million.
Okay, that is significant. So they're actually making a dent.
Oh, it's more than a dent, Grace. It's a gaping hole in the swamp.
I like the sound of that. But what about the people working in those buildings? Are they losing their jobs?
DOGE has already addressed that.
Oh, good.
They've assured everyone that they've accounted for the current workforce.
Okay.
There's still plenty of office space available.
That's good to hear.
They're not kicking anyone to the curb.
Okay, so just cutting the fat.
Just cutting the fat and saving you, the hardworking taxpayer, some serious dough.
All right, I'm starting to see why you're so enthusiastic about this whole DOGE thing. What else have they been up to?
Well, they've also launched a pilot program to audit those government credit cards I mentioned earlier.
Uh-huh.
They're taking a close look at about 700,000 cards across 14 different agencies.
Wow.
That's roughly $30 billion in spending that's under the microscope.
Okay. And are they finding anything juicy? Any government employees living the high life on the taxpayer dime?
Let's just say there have been some interesting purchases.
Interesting.
I can't reveal all the details.
Oh, come on.
But let's just say some folks might be in for a rude awakening when those expense reports come due.
Okay, you've piqued my curiosity, but before we delve into the DOGE credit card audit hall of shame.
Oh, we'll get there.
I want to hear about their collaboration with the Office of Personnel Management.
Ah, yes. The federal retirement process.
The federal retirement process.
A system so antiquated it makes the Pony Express look like high-speed internet.
I've heard stories.
You're not kidding. Apparently it involves mountains of paperwork.
Mountains.
Processing times that could stretch into months. And get this, it all took place in an old limestone mine in Pennsylvania.
Plus,
over 700 people working underground to process these applications.
You can't make this stuff up.
You can't make this stuff up. It's like something out of a Cold War spy movie, except instead of nuclear launch codes, they're shuffling retirement applications.
It's amazing it even still functions.
It's incredible. And yet, you know what? DOGE managed to digitize the entire process.
No way.
In just 2 days.
2 days.
2 days. Now retirements are being processed in just 48 hours.
Mm.
Talk about a quantum leap in efficiency.
That is mind-blowing. So they went from Cold War era to cutting edge in 48 hours.
That's what happens when you have a visionary like Elon at the helm.
I guess so.
He's not afraid to disrupt the status quo, even if it means facing down an army of bureaucrats armed with rubber stamps and red tape.
It's pretty impressive. It does make you wonder what other archaic processes are ripe for disruption.
I think there are a lot.
But speaking of disruption, let's talk about those international aid programs DOGE has been cutting.
Oh yeah, those pet projects that send millions of taxpayer dollars overseas.
For vague and questionable initiatives.
It's about time someone turned off the spigot.
Well, DOGE has done just that.
They have?
They've canceled a whole slew of programs.
Likewise.
Including $60 million for Indigenous peoples and Afro-Colombian empowerment.
Okay.
I'm not even sure what that means, but it sounds expensive.
I have no idea what that means. It does sound expensive, though.
What else got the axe?
Yeah, what else?
Let's see. There was $74 million for inclusive justice in Colombia.
Right.
$79 million for primary literacy in Kenya.
Oh.
$37 million for female empowerment in Colombia. And another $8 million to reduce stigma and discrimination against LGBTQI plus communities in Lesotho.
Wow.
Plus an extra $3.3 million for being LGBTQI in the Caribbean.
Wow. All that money for things that have absolutely nothing to do with making America great again. It's like they were intentionally trying to find the most woke, nonsensical programs to fund.
Well, they won't be funding them anymore, that's for sure. DOGE is putting America first.
Yes.
And making sure our tax dollars are spent on things that actually matter.
Amen to that.
Yeah.
It's about time someone had the guts to stand up to the globalist swamp and say, enough is enough.
While it's great that DOGE is saving money, I am curious about the criteria they use to select these programs for cancellation.
Okay.
What factors did they consider? And what impact will these cuts have on the recipients of this aid?
I'm sure DOGE had a very thorough and well-reasoned process, Greg.
I'm sure they did.
But let's not get bogged down in the bureaucratic weeds. The bottom line is they're cutting waste and putting America first.
Fair enough. But let's not forget, not everyone is doing a victory dance over DOGE's approach. There are some dissenting voices out there.
You mean the liberal snowflakes who are triggered by anything Elon Musk does?
It's not just the liberals, Caleb. Even some conservatives have expressed concern.
Okay, I'll bite. Who's raining on our efficiency parade?
Well, on one hand, you have Alan West.
Okay.
A staunch supporter of DOGE.
I like him already.
Who's all in on this efficiency train. He's even calling for a zero-based budget system across the entire government.
Now, that's an idea I can get behind. Every agency, every program starting from scratch and justifying its existence.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about draining the swamp.
And we have Armstrong Williams.
Okay.
Who, while acknowledging the need for greater efficiency, argues that applying a purely business-minded approach to government might not be the best way to go.
Why not?
He says that government and corporations have fundamentally different purposes.
Oh, here we go. The government is a special argument. Can't be held to the same standards of efficiency and accountability as the rest of us, right?
Hold on. Caleb Williams does make some valid points.
Okay.
He argues that government's primary responsibility is to serve the public good, not necessarily to turn a profit.
Okay, I get that.
And sometimes what might seem like waste from a purely financial perspective actually serves an important social purpose.
I see your point.
Mm.
But honestly, I think a little dose of private sector efficiency would do wonders for the government. Maybe then we wouldn't be drowning in a sea of red ink.
It's definitely a debate worth having.
It is.
And as DOGE continues its work, it'll be interesting to see how these different perspectives play out.
I think so, too.
But for now, I think we've covered a lot of ground.
We have.
And speaking of covering ground, I think we need to talk about the DOGE rebate.
Ah, yes, the DOGE rebate.
Uh-huh.
Imagine taxpayers actually getting money back from the government. It's like a dream come true, right?
It's a pretty radical idea.
It is.
But we'll delve into that more in just a bit.
Stay tuned, folks.
Welcome back to the Daily DOE-H Report, where we're taking a closer look at DOGE and all the commotion it's causing.
You know what amazes me? The liberals are so triggered by all of this. It's like they're allergic to efficiency.
Yeah, some people just can't handle change. especially when it threatens their comfy little swamp.
I think you're right. It's like they break out in hives at the thought of a government that actually works for the people instead of the special interests.
And it's not just the liberals. It's interesting to see that even some folks who initially joined the department have jumped ship.
Why is that?
It sounds like they felt that the work was dismantling critical public services.
Sounds to me like they were more worried about protecting their bureaucratic fiefdoms than serving the American people. Less dead weight for DOGE to carry, I guess.
Perhaps. But it does raise some interesting questions. What happens when efficiency clashes with other values?
Like what?
Like protecting vulnerable populations or ensuring access to essential services. Is there a risk that in our zeal to streamline, you know, we might accidentally cut programs that, while maybe not perfectly efficient, are nonetheless vital?
I hear.
Yeah.
But you know what they say, you got to break a few eggs to make an omelet.
That's true.
And I'd rather have a lean, mean, efficient government than one that's bloated, bureaucratic, and unresponsive to the needs of the people.
I understand that perspective. But let's not forget, government isn't just about dollars and cents.
Right.
It's about serving the public good. It's about ensuring the safety and well-being of its citizens and upholding the Constitution.
And I believe that a more efficient government is actually better equipped to do all of those things.
Okay, how so?
Well, think about it. Less waste means more resources that are available for essential services.
I see your point.
And a streamlined bureaucracy means less red tape for businesses and individuals who are just trying to, you know, navigate the system.
You make a compelling argument, and I do see the potential benefits of streamlining things, but it's crucial to ensure that these reforms don't sacrifice transparency and accountability.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
We need to make sure every dollar spent is accounted for and that those in power are held responsible for their actions. That's why I really appreciate DOGE's focus on transparency.
In what way?
Well, they're building systems to record and justify every government payment, and they're pushing for more public disclosure of this information.
That's encouraging to hear. It's fascinating that this push for transparency is coming from the executive branch, not Congress.
It is.
It's President Trump who's leading this charge, you know, through DOGE to make sure that government spending is transparent and that government employees are actually accountable to the American people.
It's about time someone took charge and cleaned up the mess in Washington.
And speaking of cleaning up messes, we can't ignore the national debt.
Oh, yeah.
It's a ticking time bomb that threatens our entire economic future.
It's true. It's the legacy of decades of reckless spending by both parties. But hey, at least Trump's trying to do something about it.
Okay, true. And while DOGE can definitely make a difference in cutting wasteful spending, we have to remember that the vast majority of government spending comes in the form of entitlements.
Like what?
Means-tested welfare programs and interest on the national debt. These are areas where DOGE is going to have a much more limited impact.
Well, that's why we need to elect more fiscal conservatives to Congress who are willing to actually tackle those tough issues.
Absolutely. But let's not forget, DOGE has already achieved some pretty significant savings in other areas.
Yeah, like what?
Like lease cancellations and credit card audits.
You're right. It's all about chipping away at the problem from all angles.
Yeah.
You know, some people are even suggesting that those savings should be used to actually fund a rebate for taxpayers.
Yeah, the DOG rebate, it's gaining a lot of traction.
It'll be amazing.
It's a really compelling idea. But I have to wonder, you know, is it the most responsible use of those funds?
Look, I get the whole fiscal responsibility thing. I really do. But honestly, I think putting some money back into the pockets of hardworking Americans would be a great way to stimulate the economy.
I see that. There's definitely an argument for that. I mean, it would certainly be a popular move, but we also have to consider the potential downsides as well.
Like what?
Could it fuel inflation? Or would it create a false sense of security about our long-term fiscal health?
Those are valid points.
Yeah.
But I still think it would be a great gesture.
Yeah.
A way to show the American people that their government is actually working for them for a change.
I understand the sentiment, Caleb. It's certainly a powerful message. And who knows, maybe we'll all be enjoying a DOGE dividend someday. But let's shift gears a little bit and talk about another aspect of DOGE's mission, their focus on digitizing government processes.
I love that.
We already discussed their work with OPM on the retirement process, but it seems they're just getting started.
It's crazy to me that in this day and age, the government is still so reliant on paper.
I know. It's ridiculous. It's inefficient. It's costly. And it's, frankly, just ridiculous.
It really is. And, you know, it's not just about efficiency either. Think about all the security risks that are associated with storing sensitive information on paper.
Yeah.
It's a hacker's dream come true.
Exactly. We need to bring the government into the 21st century And DOGE seems to be the team to do it. I just hope the bureaucrats don't resist too much.
Yeah.
They're not exactly known for embracing technology.
It's true. Change is always difficult, especially in a large, complex organization like the federal government.
Yeah.
But with Elon Musk at the helm, I have a feeling they'll adapt or be left behind.
He's definitely not known for his patience with inefficiency. And that's precisely what we need.
What's that?
A leader who's not afraid to shake things up and demand results.
Well, he's certainly shaking things up. That's for sure.
Yeah.
And it'll be interesting to see what long-term changes he's able to implement. But we can't forget that government efficiency is a really complex issue. It's not just about technology or cutting budgets.
It's about a lot more. It's about creating a culture of accountability, transparency, and effectiveness at all levels.
You're absolutely right. It's a big task. But I have faith in Trump and Elon. They're both proven leaders who are not afraid to challenge the status quo and fight for what they believe in.
Well, let's hope they're up to the challenge. The stakes are high, not just for the government, but for the American people. A more efficient government means a stronger economy, a more secure nation, and a brighter future for all of us.
I agree with you 100%.
Yeah.
Now, before we wrap up, I want to circle back to something you mentioned earlier about the different perspectives on DOGE. We talked about Alan West and Armstrong Williams, but what about some of the other voices out there?
Sure. Let's bring in Ben Shapiro.
Okay.
He seems to be cautiously optimistic about DOGE.
Okay.
He acknowledges the potential benefits of streamlining government operations.
Yeah.
But he emphasizes that true fiscal responsibility requires tackling those big ticket items.
The big ticket items.
Like entitlements and welfare programs.
You can't just nibble around the edges of the problem.
Yeah.
You got to go for the jugular.
Exactly. And then there's Gary Bauer,
okay. A
longtime conservative activist and commentator. He's been quite vocal in his support for DOGE.
Oh, right.
Highlighting their success in cutting wasteful spending on things like international aid programs and bloated bureaucracies. He really sees this as a much needed course correction, a return to fiscal sanity after years of just runaway spending.
And he's not wrong. Those international aid programs are notorious for being slush funds for all sorts of shady dealings.
Right.
It's about time someone put a stop to it.
Well, DOGE is certainly trying to do just that. And, you know, they've already made some significant cuts, as we talked about earlier. But it's important to remember that these are really complex issues. There are always going to be different perspectives, different priorities, and different ideas about how to achieve the best outcomes.
You're right, Grace.
Right.
But hey, that's what makes America great, right?
Mm-hmm.
The freedom to debate, to disagree, and to find solutions that actually work for everyone.
Well said, Caleb. And on that note, I think it's time we wrap up this episode of the Daily DOHASH Report.
Already. Time flies when you're dismantling the swamp. But you're right. We've covered a lot of ground today. You're giving our listeners plenty to think about.
We've explored DOGE's impressive cost-cutting measures. We debated the merits of different approaches to government efficiency. And we even dared to dream about the possibility of a DOGE rebate.
And let's not forget, folks, this podcast is brought to you by a service-disabled veterans business.
That's right.
So if you appreciate what we're doing, spread the word, tell your friends, leave us a review, and let's keep this momentum going.
Thanks for joining us. And remember, stay informed, stay engaged, and stay patriotic.
God bless America and God bless DOGE. We're back, folks, for our final segment of a Daily DOGE Report. And let me tell you.
What's that?
The swamp is getting drained, and the liberals are not happy about it.
They certainly seem to be feeling the heat. I have to say, it's been quite a ride.
It has. DOGE has been a breath of fresh air in the stale swamp of Washington, D.C. Finally, someone's got the guts to take on the bureaucratic behemoth.
It's been quite a shakeup.
And squeeze out some savings for the hardworking American taxpayer.
The results are undeniable. Billions of dollars saved, government processes streamlined, and a renewed focus on accountability across the board.
And you know what else I love about this whole thing?
What's that?
The look on the faces of those bureaucrats when Elon sent out that pulse check email. They were like deer in the headlights.
Speaking of those responses, it really highlights the contrast between the panic and resistance from some within the government and the enthusiasm and support from so many taxpayers.
It's like those bureaucrats have been living in a bubble for so long.
A bubble.
They've forgotten who they're supposed to be working for.
Yeah. Who is that?
The American people. Not the other way around.
That's a crucial point.
Yeah,
DOGE isn't just about cutting costs. It's about shifting that balance of power back to the people.
Exactly.
Making sure that their hard-earned tax dollars are used wisely and that the government actually serves their needs.
You know, it's funny how the liberals are always saying representation matters.
Yeah.
Well, maybe it's time they started representing the tax matters for once. The people who are actually footing the bill for their pet projects.
Speaking of pet projects, Let's not forget DOGE's success in canceling all those wasteful international aid programs.
Yes.
Millions of dollars that were being funneled to all sorts of questionable initiatives overseas, now redirected to priorities right here at home.
It's about time we stopped playing global Santa Claus.
Santa Claus.
And started taking care of our own. You know, It's called America First, not America Last.
I understand the sentiment, but it's important to acknowledge that there will be consequences from these cuts, you know, for those who relied on these programs.
Oh, I'm sure there will be some grumbling. Yeah. But, you know, charity begins at home.
Right.
We simply cannot afford to be bleeding money overseas when we have so many problems to solve right here in America.
That's true. It does highlight the complex balancing act that DOGE faces, trying to achieve efficiency without sacrificing compassion or, you know, neglecting those global responsibilities.
It's a tough job, but someone's got to do it.
It is.
And I'd much rather have a team of patriots like Elon and Trump leading the charge than a bunch of swamp creatures who are more interested in lining their own pockets than serving the American people.
Well, it's been remarkable to see just how much DOGE has accomplished in such a short amount of time.
It really has.
And it will be interesting to watch how things unfold in the months and years to come.
I, for one, am optimistic. I think DOGE is just what America needs.
What's that?
To get back on track, to restore fiscal sanity, you know, rein in the government overreach, and really empower the American people.
I share your optimism. It's been an enlightening deep dive exploring the ins and outs of DOGE and its impact on the government.
It has. And as always, we couldn't do this without our amazing listeners.
Yes, thank you so much for tuning in to the Daily DOGH Report.
And don't forget, folks, this podcast is proudly produced by a service-disabled veterans business.
That's right. So please spread the word, support our veterans, and let's keep fighting for a more efficient and accountable government.
Until next time, stay informed, stay engaged, and stay patriotic. God bless America and God bless DOGE.